guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday. That means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I am here, believe it or not. If I was going to make it on time.
I know. You've been cutting it close the last few shows, but
I was
more
a little
interesting.
Tardy.
So I had to put your area back together because I took your microphone with me to Tampa. I also took a microphone out of the studio that I just killed your mic. I also took a mic out of the production studio where we make the spots, and I couldn't figure out which mic was which until I looked at them a little closer, and one had lipstick on it, and that's how I knew that that one was yours, because it has your lipstick on it.
Sorry, I had a...
I was vamping, actually, just now, because Elisa was having a malfunction with her computer, and I had to kill her mic.
Yes, so...
That's your signature.
My signature, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, that's how I knew it was your microphone. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Were you frustrated that we couldn't do a live remote last week?
A little bit. I was looking forward to it.
Because when we have to do live remotes now, because we don't have Elliot working for us to do live remotes, Elisa actually comes in and does more production work now, which is kind of cool. I know it makes you nervous, but you've done it very well, like when I was out in Montana the last time, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. And ironically, I know you haven't heard this, but so I played some interviews from Tampa yesterday.
Did you?
Andrew Scarborough, at the end, I said, do you like listening to Superhuman Radio? And he says, I love listening to Superhuman Radio. And he talked about just in general how great the show is. And then at the end, I said, well, if you like those topics, you can thank Elisa Profumo. And he said that you probably do all the work, and I just stand out here and look good.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, so.
No, I think we all pitch in here.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
all three of us. We all do, all three of us. Michael in the Philippines and Elisa and me here. There you go.
So Sunday was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Did you enjoy watching the Super Bowl?
In fact, I was annoying people. I don't know if you noticed this, but I was talking to people about stuff that interests me, and then they're going, oh, wait a minute, this is the first kickoff. And like they turn around, and I'd be like, hey, dude, man, I'm talking to you. I don't care if it's a Super Bowl. Don't just turn around on me like that.
Well, so I like to watch the commercials. I like Super Bowl, too, and I like Tom Brady, so I like the Super Bowl. I did enjoy Lady Gaga's halftime show. Mm-hmm. There was a big, I guess there were tons of people coming out body shaming her, saying she looked, that she had a gut.
Yeah.
And that's terrible. I mean, no matter what she looks like, she looked good, but it's nobody's business but her own.
Look, she's a celebrity. Okay?
That's true.
And people have come to expect a certain level of physical fitness and aesthetics from celebrities who bare their chests and their wombs and everything else. And I have to admit, in private, I didn't say anything out in the open because she's got a spectacular voice. She's an amazing entertainer. But I didn't like the blue dress from the angle, that blue thing that she had on, not dress, but, you know, that bodice that she had on.
Right.
Because the angle of the camera looking up at her made it look like she was very long from the crotch to the belly button, if you would.
Right.
It was just an unflattering look because of the angle and that type of outfit. When she took it off, she definitely had a small oval pad of fat around her navel, but it wasn't like...
It was small.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It wasn't jiggling, it wasn't...
And half the people that were probably body shaming her have the same thing.
Oh, they probably have 1,000% more. They're probably big fat slobs.
So who are they to say anything about her little pooch?
But see, so... And I learned this from Anthony Roberts, quite frankly. When you put yourself out there, and people hate on you, you just have to ignore them because there's a lot of people who love you too. And the fact that she pretty much ignored everybody until like one tweet that she did, I think is great because it showed that, hey, you didn't ruffle my feathers. I moved on. I had a great time performing.
Mm-hmm.
And
she,
a lot of people came out for her.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about Tom Brady, the quarterback. I guess this is his fifth win.
And I thought his bodice was very unflattering, too, when he was playing.
You probably didn't even see him.
No, I did. I saw him. I saw him.
There's been a lot of talk about his age. He's 39 years old. And they've talked about his diet because evidently he doesn't follow the same type of food regimen or diet regimen that a lot of the people in the NFL do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He avoids nightshade vegetables, the peppers, the eggplants, and the tomatoes, which we all know cause inflammation.
Right.
He also eats mainly organic. 80% of his diet is organic vegetables and whole grains. And the rest is fish and lean meats.
I'm surprised that he's eating grains. If he got the memo about nightshades, how did he miss the memo about grains causing inflammation?
I'm not sure. Maybe you should write him a letter.
A lot of people come to a point in their lives where they do the elimination diet and they find out they're sensitive to nightshades. Maybe he's just sensitive to nightshades. I don't know.
Maybe so. But he's married to supermodel Giselle, and that's how they live their life, I think, all the time.
Yeah.
But they have a personal chef that cooks for them.
Boy, that makes life easy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We're looking for ways to hack our food prep, you know, using Hot Logics and crock pots. And they're just like, hey, Andre, tomorrow these are the things I want to eat.
So the whole grains that he consumes are brown rice, quinoa, millet, and beans. Isn't millet
a grain.
Ancient grain?
Yeah.
It's an ancient
mm-hmm.
grain.
Yeah.
That hasn't been
modified.
Right.
Yeah, like spelt. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've been forgotten. And plus they're very low in gluten, so they don't have that stretchy, pliable, they don't make that pliable flour.
Well, that's not too bad, I don't think.
Yeah.
The lean meats he eats are grass-fed organic steak, duck every now and again, chicken, and fish, which is mainly wild salmon. No white flour, no MSG, no white sugar. Now, this is what I'm reading to you is from his personal chef.
Right.
He uses raw olive oil, but he never cooks with the olive oil. He only cooks with coconut oil, and he stays away from canola oils and vegetable oils.
He's lucky to have a chef like that.
Mm-hmm.
That chef knows what he's doing.
He uses Himalayan pink salt as the sodium, and he stays away from iodized salt.
I don't know why. I mean, Himalayan pink salt has some trace amounts of iodine in it, but I mean, I'm sure he has some reasons.
No caffeine, no coffee, no fungus, and no dairy.
So what's fungus?
Mushrooms.
Right.
Well, I think that mushrooms have some good...
Yeah.
Like the cordyceps.
Very beneficial. Very beneficial. Yeah, I like mushrooms, actually.
He's gluten-free. But how can he be gluten? I guess he...
Well, I just said spelt and millet have very, very little gluten, if any. That's why nobody likes to use them to make dough out of them.
He'll eat a banana every now and again, but he stays away from fruits also, which in my mind, I think that berries are okay. I mean,
some fruit is acceptable.
Blackberries, raspberries have a lot of
fiber. But you know what?
Like a lot of fiber in them.
So we're sitting here pontificating. Like, you know, well, that's okay. He shouldn't do that. Or that I get with, you know. The reality is that nutrition is very individual.
This is what works for him. What he's doing is working for him, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, but my point is people are over it wondering, okay, what is he doing? Let me replicate what he's doing.
But it may not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to add something in or subtract something out. I think that having the courage of your own convictions is critical to finding your own personal food template.
Well, and also, okay, so the whole personal chef thing. See, he takes that out of the equation. He doesn't have to worry about that. He worries about his football or his whatever it is that he does when he's not playing football. He makes money other ways, I don't know. But we've all become our own personal chefs,
right,
and our own personal trainers, because we don't have the luxury to have what he has.
Well, and so that observation speaks to another reason that some of the people age better than others. We actually talked about this at the convention I just went to, the conference thing. So we're talking about some government stuff, and we're sitting there with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, who is working very, very extensively with the government now in the ketogenic diet. The government wants to know more about the ketogenic diet for astronauts and for the military. So I talked to Dominic about the study that Chase sent me. My son Chase sent me a study a week or so ago, and it's a twin study. One twin happens to be an astronaut. The other twin happens to be an average guy. So they figured they'd take advantage of this phenomenal relationship here, and they ran a battery of tests on the twin that went into space before he went into space and while he was in space several times, and then when he came home from space. He was in the space station for like a year. What they found out, amongst other things, was that the guy who went into space, his telomeres got longer. But once he returned to Earth, they went back and got short where they were before he went into space. So I immediately said to Dominic D'Agostino, I guess this is something that we can look forward to in weightlessness, you know, the lack of gravity. He goes, well, it could be that.
So you were attributing it to him being in space.
Yeah, gravity, yeah. Well, not only gravity, but the lack of being bombarded by the things that we're bombarded here on planet Earth as well.
The RF, the...
Yes.
The
electromagnetic pollution that we live in now.
The chemicals from the glyphosate.
Yes.
Okay.
But Dominic said, you know, when these guys go on to the space station, they're on a schedule. There's actually a clock on the wall with a red line, and you should always be in front of that red line in your tasks. And he said, they get to a point of regimentation, and they're so narrowly focused on just what they're doing. They're not worrying about the school just called, and Johnny fell and got a busted lip and has to be picked up and taken to the doctors, or did the package get stolen off of my porch today that I was expecting? They're not dealing with any of those real-life things. He said that they get so relaxed up there. That, you know, and really, regimentation and predictability are very, very important to the human condition. That when they come home, they actually start getting stressed out, just getting back into life. It's amazing. And so he said that it could be the profound reduction in stress that they experience in space that's responsible for their telomere length getting longer.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And we talked about this because it looks like when people have regimented, predictable, they eat it. When you see these interviews about a 115-year-old person, 105-year-old, one of the things that is strikingly evident is they do the same thing every day at the same time.
Well, somebody said, I drink a glass of wine every day, or I eat bacon every day.
Yes.
Yes.
I get up at the same time. I have my breakfast at the same time. I do the same things. I go to get my hair done on the Wednesday. So there's a lot to be said for that and the reduction in stress. Really.
So while we're on the subject of celebrities, I guess, Christie Brinkley, she's been all over the news, all over the internet. She's kind of in a sensation again, because she's posing in a swimsuit with her two daughters for Sports Illustrated. She's 63 years old, and she does look good.
She does.
One of my friends sent me an email with her picture and said, freak of nature, ? And while I don't think she's a freak of nature, I do think that she has good genetics, and she's taken advantage and used those genetics to the full extent.
It couldn't have been stated better.
And that's what we all strive to do.
I looked up her mother. Her mother's face was beautiful. There's a picture of her mother and her stepfather, And he's in a wheelchair, all hunched over. And the mother's got the big, she's got the same smile, same cheekbones, and the same tight skin on her face.
Now, she may have been, there may have been she might have had some plastic surgery.
No doubt about it. I found a candid picture of her. It's very, very obvious. She's had something done beneath her chin where we all, gravity starts to pull the skin down. It's mm-hmm. very obvious. It's also very obvious that she's had something done to her brow. If you look at her from when she was very young to now, there's no doubt she's had work done. But you know what? That comes with that lifestyle.
Well, I'd do it if I, you know,
me too.
If I could afford it or whatever. And as
I'm
long
a proud, I'm
as
afraid.
I as long, I mean, I don't want to look like what's that? The woman that looks like a cat,
Wildenstein,
the cat woman,
yeah, Wildenstein.
But I mean, I would do it if I right. But also, so I started reading some articles about her. I just wanted to learn about her lifestyle and what she's been a vegetarian since she's been 12 years old.
A vegan or a vegetarian? Vegetarian is different than vegan.
I think it was a vegetarian.
That's different. I can see being a vegetarian because I wonder if she eats any type of animal proteins at
she
all.
Does. She does have sheep's milk yogurt.
That's it.
And she does eat eggs.
Okay, so she is what is considered a lacto-ovo vegetarian. And guess who else were lacto-ovo vegetarians?
The people who live the longest, right?
The ones in
Japan?
They're between China and the Middle East or something like that, and Kazakhstan, and they're called the Hunza. And Randy Roach and I did a show about them in 2007. The Hunza live to be in the 120s regularly, and they get most of their protein from dairy, occasionally eggs, and they eat a lot of vegetables. And that's
yes,
it.
She does have, like, she talked about what she would have for breakfast. So she has, like, the sheep's milk yogurt, and then she makes herself a cappuccino with, I guess, the sheep's milk.
Right.
She has an egg white omelet with mushrooms and spinach if she wants protein.
She is a lacto-ovo vegetarian, and that is actually a sensible template for some people. I think that's really good. I think I could survive easily on that.
I think I could as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
yeah. She has brown rice with lentils, and it sounds like you know, sweet potatoes, red and yellow peppers, spinach, mushrooms. So it sounds like she asparagus, like she does have a very well-rounded diet.
What else do you think she has?
Red wine.
Very good. What else do you think she has?
Well, she says that right here.
She has a predictable, low-stress lifestyle. Now, she would say to us for saying that, how dare you? I have a lot of stress. Do you know what it's like to have to work 14 hours straight on a shoot in Bali? You know what I mean? I get it. But she doesn't have life and death stress. She doesn't have, like, I just lost my job, and my mortgage is due stress. She doesn't have that kind of stress, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she probably has a chef at home.
She does have a personal chef.
Let's be honest. And she is living a life that it promotes telomere lengthening or stability, as opposed to the rest of us schlepping through life and trying to get from one thing to another. She has that on her side, too. So her genetics, definitely. You look at her mother's face. She is actually eating a good diet. I thought she was a vegan. This is a good diet. I can get behind this diet. And she's exploiting the resources that are available to her to lower the stress in her life.
She does deep tissue massages every week. I mean, so she does take advantage of what's...
God bless her. And she looks great. She looks great. I think that she could focus a little bit more on building muscle because her quads are very, very small in the pictures I've seen of her. And she's going to end up with that syndrome that a lot of women end up with when she gets older. And she's going to be beautifully, you know, accessorized, but she won't be able to get out of the chair with somebody's help,
mm-hmm.
without someone's help. But other than that, I think she's doing great. She's rocking it. She's rocking it. We actually have to rock a commercial now.
Okay.
We're going to take a commercial. We got lots of... Whoa! What in the hell just happened? We're going to be right back. That's all. Break it right back, just to know, yeah.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Why'd you look at me like that? Did you even hear what I said?
You said something about me.
Yeah, because the bumper says, move over, superheroes. This is the, and instead of saying Superhuman Channel, I said Elisa Profumo.
Oh, okay. I wanted to talk about the Journal of Nutrition article that Alex Leaf posted talked about.
Okay.
Evidently,
I love it, by the way.
The RDA for protein is not high enough for bodybuilders.
It's not hot enough for average people.
That's right, exactly.
You know, we have a country filled with people who have unusually high fat masses and elderly people who are losing muscle strength, muscle mass, viability, ambulatory ability. They're losing it by the day. And we have a government who makes recommendations about how much protein a person needs a day. And it's like, you don't have to be a scientist to realize that what bodybuilders understand and how protein, nitrogen retention, leucine, and mTOR stimulation, we're going to talk about that again in a second too. I'm really going to go off in a little while. They don't understand that the medical orthodoxy should be paying attention to bodybuilders going, oh, wait a minute. It seems like a gram per pound of body weight preserves and even builds muscle. Why aren't we suggesting that to our 60-year-old and 50-year-old patients so that they don't end up being a jangling bag of bones surrounded by fat by the time that they're 70 years old? And it's like they just ignore it. And then you have a study like this. It's a brilliant study. Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk
about it. So the RDA for young male bodybuilders were 1.7 and 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight.
Now, 2.2 grams per kilogram is basically 1 gram per pound, really pretty close to. But the other thing that they discovered that was really intriguing to me, and this is, I'm excited about this. Can you tell I'm excited?
I am. I mean, I can.
No, this is going to be benefiting you and I.
Okay.
So we already know our REE because we have our breathing unit, and you also have taken an actual bomb calorimeter ride when we were at the A4M convention.
Yeah, for people who didn't hear that show, so when we were in Las Vegas, I actually did the bomb calorimeter where you have breathe into the machine.
And they clip your nose and you have to lay there still.
I had to lay still and breathe into this machine for 15 minutes.
Right.
And it was off the charts. It was over 2,000 calories.
Actually, it's not a bomb calorimeter. It's a calorimeter.
It's a calorimeter.
Yeah, and so... So, and Elise's resting energy expenditure, a girl, was 2,045 calories. Just
a girl in her 50s.
Yes. And they were amazed. They were like, oh my God, women at your age do not, usually they're like 1,200, 1,500 calories. Of course, they're doing things wrong.
I was 60% above the normal.
Yeah. And so the point being is that what this study discovered was on the off days. On the off days, these guys needed an average of 1.5 times in calories and 1 gram per pound of body weight. 1.5 times their REE, and of those calories needed to be 1 gram per pound of body weight. There's people always asking, how do I build muscle? How do I burn fat? How do I, you know, look better? There it is, folks. But here's the thing. You got to know what your REE is because it changes every week depending on sleep, how hard you're exercising, how much you're eating, what supplements you're taking. So you must use something like the breathing unit once a week.
To check it.
And then you go 1.5 on my off days. Here's what I'm eating. I'm 1 gram protein per pound of body. And I'll bump it up to 1.7 on the days I train.
Okay. So let's talk about me a little bit more.
Yeah, we like that. No, look, I like talking about
No, no, no. So I've been using the magnesium before going to sleep at night.
Right.
And not to plug our sponsors, but the Jigsaw Magnesium.
So good.
And it not only has magnesium, but it has potassium.
Potassium bicarbonate and sodium bicarbonate.
Bicarbonate, which is what you were taking just
by
baking.
Itself. Yeah.
Yeah. So that has all three in it, and it really helps me sleep.
Do you know what they call it? They call it Mag Now. And you know why they do that? Because do you remember the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza's father was trying to take meditation and he kept saying, serenity now, like he wanted to be like calm right now? That's why they call it Mag Now, because people want to go to sleep. Like, I need my magnesium now. You take it.
Interesting.
It's really good.
That's
really
interesting.
Good. Yeah, I love it.
So we did, we tested my blood sugar this morning and it was awesome. And it's because I've gotten my sleep under control.
Well, and plus magnesium improves insulin sensitivity. There's just a magnesium is very, very beneficial. It really is, as is the bicarbonates. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Bicarbonates may be one of the most powerful anti-aging components to show up on the planet, and the research is still being done. It's really exciting.
So, So your takeaway from this study is what?
That you want to know your resting energy requirement, number one. On off days, you want your calories to be about 1.5 times your REE.
Resting energy expenditure.
Right. And on training days, I'd probably go to 1.7 of your REE. And you want that diet to be made up of at least 1 gram per pound of body weight. This is simple.
So basically, you're following a typical bodybuilding type diet anyway.
Yes.
Well, what about the ketogenic diet? Because you do that.
You can do it. You can do it that way. You're just having a lot of fat. You're having some protein, and you're having just a tiny, tiny bit of carbohydrates.
And that would be your complex
as long as your calories are 1.5 times your REE on off days, and probably around 1.7 on days, and it's made up of at least 1 pound, one gram of protein per pound of body weight. The rest can be fat, and a tiny minuscule amount be carbohydrates. You're done. This is, folks, it doesn't get easier than this. I'm so happy that Alex shared this article. I really am, because it simplifies things.
Okay. So do you want to talk about rapamycin now?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, absolutely.
So the medical community has found that rapamycin inhibits the aging process.
Rapamycin inhibits a lot of things. Rapamycin can kill you. Rapamycin is what they give to people. Rapamycin was discovered as a fungus in the sand on Easter Island, number one. Number two, because the natives were using it to do things, to cure people. Number two, rapamycin is what they give you when you have an organ transplant to completely disrupt and disengage your immune system so it doesn't reject this other person's organ in your body. So think about that. Rapamycin shuts your immune system down. Could that be good? Hell no.
No.
That's why those people can't go out. They can't leave the house. They have to wear masks not to breathe in somebody else's cold that you and I wouldn't even get, and they go to the hospital and die. So rapamycin, this is, you know, I just talked about this. It's like, when does the collateral damage something does, which outweighs the little benefit that it does? This is idiocy on the medical orthodoxy, even exploring rapamycin. I said at the show, what if drinking a glass of gasoline every single day made you lose 10 pounds a month? Could we all agree that the damaging effects of it outweigh the benefits?
But people would do it.
People would do it. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just silliness. The article also goes on to talk about pan-mTOR suppressors. So here's one of the things that the study says. It's really brilliant.
Okay. What is a pan-mTOR inhibitor?
So there's mTOR1 and mTOR2, and then there's subfractions of that, 1C and so on. mTOR is the mammalian, in other words, mammals, target of rapamycin. It's what rapamycin acts on. Okay?
Okay.
The study boasts that the pan-mTOR inhibitors completely suppress hypertrophy. Now, what did we just finish talking about? Why high-protein diet is so important, especially as you age?
It helps you either build muscle or gain muscle, right?
That's called hypertrophy.
Exactly.
Muscular. The pan-mTOR inhibitors completely shut hypertrophy down. So here's what's going to happen, and this is going to turn out really bad. This goes right hand in hand with the metformin study, which is also going to turn out really bad. You're going to have people like us in this audience who go to the gym, stimulate mTOR, stimulate AMPK, everything's balanced, everything's working, and we're going to be 80 and 90 years old, and we're just going to be like Christie Brinkley. People are going to go, oh my God, I can't believe you're 80 or 90 years old. You're so strong. You look so youthful. Okay, my hair is gray, and I've got wrinkles on my face. But then there's going to be this other group, and they're going to be in wheelchairs going, see, See, look, I'm 80 years old. Oh, goodness, can someone change my diaper? I think I pooped again. I mean, this is what they're shooting for here. They're shooting for longevity at all costs. They don't care if you wither away and you're just a bag of bones in a wheelchair. They're going to say, hey, this stuff worked. Look, you're 80 years old now. They're missing the boat, these people, with these mTOR inhibitors, rapamycin. This is where medicine is just getting silly. They're just grabbing for straws now.
So it says that they're also using pan-mTOR inhibitors. They're currently being tested in clinical trials for cancer treatment.
Of course, because cancer is a cell that's gone rogue.
Right.
So anything that helps good cells helps bad cells. So here's what this is like, okay? And this goes hand in hand with chemotherapy, too, which kills all the good cells and the bad cells together.
It kills you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go, oh, these mTOR inhibitors, they suppress cancer, but they also suppress the turnover of healthy cells. And so this is like having a guy in the middle of a crowd of 100 people, and the guy is a murderer. So instead of the police separating out the crowd and just getting him, they just open fire on the whole crowd. And they just shoot and shoot and shoot until everyone is dead. And then they go, okay, we got our guy. We got him. But there's 100 dead bodies around him, women, children, everybody. They go, but we don't care because we got our guy. As long as we get our guy, the fallout, the collateral damage, it's unimportant to us. This is where medicine is going now when we look at cancer. That's what chemotherapy has been. Chemotherapy is, oh, you got a stain on the carpet? No problem. We'll burn the whole friggin' house down. No more stain on the carpet. Wait, no more carpet. It's just silliness. Why are you smirking at?
No, I'm just listening.
But it's the truth. That's why the metformin trial is going to fail in the end. People may live longer and not get cancer, but they won't be able to stand up to go potty anymore.
So what do you think about people who take metformin and who take it for anti-aging purposes?
I think it's a mistake. I think if you're taking it because you have serious glucose management situation going on and the hyperglycemia.
But we all know that diet and exercise can address those issues.
People don't care about that. People want something that they can continue to do the high-risk behavior and then mitigate the guilt. Because you're still sick. You're still sick. You just can't feel the symptoms anymore. So it mitigates the guilt of your crappy lifestyle.
So why would a woman of 35 years old be on metformin for years?
Because she thinks it's helping her? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, at 35 years, here's the other problem. When I was young and did drugs, those drugs today would kill me, okay?
At this age now.
At this age now. If I did the amount of cocaine this weekend that I've done on a billion weekends when I was in my 20s.
You'd have a heart attack.
I wouldn't even get through the ounce of coke. I would be like, after the first few snorts, I would end up being on the floor clutching my heart.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say this is not because I want to embellish my drug use, but when you're 20 and 30 and even into your early 40s, your body is so robust that it can super compensate for stupid things you do. Okay? Taking a statin drug as a prophylactic at the age of 30, we know a surgeon who now has dementia. Okay? So when the body is young, it's able to go, you're really effing things up, but we're just going to pull a little bit harder to the left and pull a little bit harder up, and we're going to make this work anyway. But then once you get past 40, your body goes, we can't do this anymore. And all of the accumulated bad ideas and decisions you made, they come raining down on you as disease.
And that's why I've always said that when you get into your 50s, especially, you have to do everything right.
Yes. Yes. And that's where people lose it, because most people don't want to do three things right. Never mind everything right. And that's why they go on these drugs. They go, okay, I throw my hands up, put me on a bunch of, I know people who wear their prescription drugs on their sleeve like an emblem.
Well,
I'm on Lipitor. I'm on this. Oh, I'm taking that now. The doctor's making me take this. I know some girl who just had an implant. She's 27 years old, an implant put in her back because she has severe back pain. And I keep telling her, hire a personal trainer and get to the gym. She goes to me, but I don't even have the energy to do that. How would I do that? It's like she's 27 years old. She doesn't even have children yet. And she's already like on the pharmaceutical drug innovation train. It's too late. And she always wants to talk about what her doctor, well, my doctor gave me this now. Some women want to talk about their new lubies, and other women want to talk about their new drugs.
Their lubies, the Louboutins with their red soles.
Yeah, there you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
So a couple weeks ago, we talked about the thermography that I had.
Yeah.
And the differences. And
it's so much better than a mammogram.
So much better than mammograms. So there's been some there was a Danish study that was published Monday in the Internal Medicine Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the false positives of mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 3 women with breast cancer detected by a mammogram is treated unnecessarily.
Think about that.
Because screening tests found tumors that are so slow growing that they're essentially harmless.
Harmless until they get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 3. 1 in 3 are treated for cancer that they don't really have.
Yes.
So the medical orthodoxy and the FDA feel that that is a acceptable level of error. Think about that.
The study raises
33% level of error.
The study raises uncomfortable possibility that some women who believe their lives were saved by mammograms were actually harmed by cancer screenings that led to surgery, radiation, and even chemotherapy that was not needed.
And that's why their cancer doesn't come back, because they didn't have cancer in the first place. They're like, oh my God, I've been in remission for 30 years. No, you never had cancer. You didn't need chemotherapy. You didn't need ionizing radiation. You didn't need to go through all that pain and misery and suffering.
So this is a doctor. He says, while some tumors turn into deadly monsters, others stop growing and even shrink. And they don't turn into lethal breast lesions.
I'll bet you the ones that stop growing and shrink are the women who start a nutritional mm-hmm. therapy.
Live the lifestyle.
Yeah, the doctor doesn't follow that because they don't believe it. If the patient probably comes in, look, I started doing the ketogenic diet. He's like, yeah, whatever. It just reversed on its own. I mean, that's how doctors look at this. You ask me, how does somebody who says a parent who has good days and bad days with their Alzheimer's disease not start keeping a log and looking at what they did the day before the good day?
So I was having lunch with a couple yesterday, and his dad has Alzheimer's, and he talked about how his dad has good days and bad days. I said, you guys should keep a journal and record the good days and what he does on the good days that maybe you can replicate on the days that he has bad days.
But it actually may be the day before the good day
exactly.
that sets up the good day. So mm-hmm. they just need to start keeping a log and looking for patterns.
A log,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The American College of Radiology supports cancer screenings, but they do acknowledge that mammograms lead women to be treated unnecessarily.
Think about this. They admit that there's a real problem with mammograms. Never mind the fact that the more mammograms a woman has, the higher probability that she'll actually get a breast cancer because of the radiation that she's exposed to. But they will acknowledge that there is all these problems with mammograms, but they hold on tight to mammograms as the gold standard. When something that is passive, meaning it doesn't spray the woman with any kind of radiation, and more effective because it gives a better look at the tissue in and around the breast and can catch real breast cancers up to 10 years before they become visible on a mammogram, which means that, hey, if you don't believe it, you can sit and watch and see if it grows. They won't even give thermography a chance. And you know who's suffering? Women. Women are the ones that are suffering because of the FDA and the lobbyist groups that say, no, mammograms have to stay the gold standard. And government agencies that won't pay for thermographies. It's just terrible. It's a scam.
The American Cancer Society scaled back their advice on screening in 2015. I remember talking about it on the show. They are now recommending that women from ages 45 to 54 get annual mammograms, followed by screenings every year after that.
Look, a woman could start getting a thermography. The reason that they don't want women to get mammograms too soon is twofold. False positives, exposure to radiation. Okay? You could start getting a thermography at the age 6. It's not going to change your outcome. It's not going to affect your body like being exposed to X-ray radiation. I mean, it's just silly to me. It's just silly.
So, and this has been all over the news. On January 9th, on ABC World News tonight, a 17-year study suggesting one of three tumors discovered through mammography may be treated unnecessarily. On NPR, they talked about the same thing. And in the Time magazine, they talked to the findings of the new paper support growing data that breast cancer is overdiagnosed with small growths that likely aren't going to progress into cancer. So it's
so you know what? Women have to be informed that, hey, if you go for a mammogram and they say we've detected something, you need to find out
how small it is. Several times in my lifetime that they detected. I even when I was younger had benign cysts
removed,
surgically removed because they found it on the mammogram.
Right. And it probably would have went away on its own.
Yes.
Yeah. Women need to be informed of this so that they can say to their doctor, I think I want to sit and watch and wait and see if this grows before you start doing all this crazy voodoo stuff to me.
So,
you can bet if men had to get penal grams. Yeah. And you know, like they would like, no, we want something that's 100% accurate because I don't want my penis removed unnecessarily. I mean, that's the difference between men and women. And who's running the medical orthodoxy today? It's all men. That's why they laugh at menopause. They think women are just crazy. Oh, my wife's going through menopause. She's just crazy.
Just give her antidepressants.
No, she's actually sick. Just like if your daughter or your son had the flu, there's something going on. She needs to be taken care of. These issues need to be addressed. But men don't go through that. So they don't care. They don't know what it's like to have to lose a livelihood.
So we're talking about this. Okay, a study out of Wiley. Older women may not be offered breast reconstruction after mastectomies. Why? Do they not matter? Are older women just done with?
Yeah, older women shouldn't be having sex anyway.
So they're
who are they? The doctors, who are they prescribing all the Viagra for?
The doctors aren't even offering them reconstructive surgeries.
It's like you don't need that. You don't need that. Your time is past. You don't need to look like a woman anymore. Get a really, really short haircut. Start wearing beige khakis and earth shoes. I mean, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Our study found that while breast cancer clinicians considered these factors in younger women, immediate reconstructions was offered less often to older women with suitable tumors and who were fit enough for surgery.
That's terrible. That's real. Again, who's making these medical decisions? When you look at these boards of directors for hospitals, when you look at these agencies that are involved in policy making, who's making these kind of decisions about women's issues, women's breasts, women's vaginas? Who's making it? The guys. They don't know what it feels like to have a vagina. They don't know what it feels like to go through menopause. Well, I do because I actually accidentally put myself through menopause many years. That's how I met Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. That's another story for a different show. If men went through menopause, believe me, they would have found all the answers already. And it wouldn't have been antidepressants, anxiolytics, you know, red cohosh, black licorice root. Go home and stop complaining. It wouldn't have been any of that sort of stuff. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse CanSee eye drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Satisfaction.
Boom, boom. Welcome back.
Gotta get that. Satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Okay, that's my DJ thing.
You're a wannabe?
Yeah, I'm a wannabe
a DJ. Wannabe.
Yeah.
So I guess this new study must be, you know how they say that people can find something that speaks to what they want it to speak
to? This study is clickbait, and it is
fake confirmation news.
Fake
news.
Yeah, fake news. It's confirmation bias. It's clickbait and confirmation bias. That's what it is.
Well, you saw who sponsored it.
Yeah, the Pasta Association.
National Pasta Association.
Right.
So it says that pasta lovers are healthier and eat less fat.
Right. So how did they...
So is that a good thing?
Oh, no. No, but yeah, so that shows you who's looking at the study, right? The medical orthodoxy. They haven't gotten the memo that fat is not bad. They're still holding on. You know, they're like, oh, no, we've been talking about this too long. We can't let that go yet. But forget about that for a second. So this is an epidemiological study done on a population that's been followed since 2001, still going on, called the NHANES. NHANES. And I'll tell you what it stands for. I should know what it stands for. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. Survey. Do I sound like Oprah? Survey. What is a survey, right? But you're asking people to report. Report. And what do we know about epidemiological studies, first of all? They're corollary. So in the terms of an epidemiological study, in the brilliant wisdom of Dr. Lawrence Cordain, who said on my show back in 2006, here's how epidemiologists look at house fires. Fire trucks cause house fires. Why? Because every time there's a house fire, there's a fire truck there.
They really...
No, he's being extreme.
Okay.
So in other words, things that correlate. You know,
right,
the trucks are always there when there's a house fire. So clearly they must have some role in causing the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the first problem with epidemiological studies. But the second problem is that this is a study where people are self-reporting. They're being asked to go back over the past year and tell how many times did you eat this and how many times did you eat that.
So they're guessing at it.
And the questionnaire is freaking long. So the NHANES study requires a person to visit the home. And it takes several visits each year. Hold on, I got to drink some water.
Well, they have pictures on here of pasta and pizza. And while I don't typically eat these foods, they certainly do look good.
But it's BS.
Oh, I know.
It's complete BS. The NHANES study asks people to report. We know that people underreport what they perceive as bad behavior and overreport what they perceive as good behavior. And the questionnaire on diet and exercise ask if about vigorous activities that cause heavy sweating or large increases in breathing or heart rate. Then I'm going to ask you about moderate activities that cause only light sweating and slight to moderate increases in breathing and heart rate. Over the past 30 days, how many times did you engage in vigorous activity for at least 10 minutes that caused heavy? I mean, seriously? What do you think people are going to say? I mean, there's people that are getting this questionnaire who become exhausted walking up the stairs. They're going to say, oh, five times a day. Every time I got to walk, they're going to, every time I walk up the stairs, I'm breathing heavy and my heart's pounding. Oh, great. Okay. So you're very active. I mean, these are the kind of questions they ask. When it goes to nutrition, I have to find this one. It's really, really good. Oh, man. But anyway, when it goes to nutrition, they ask them specifically to describe an average day's diet. Then they ask them, how often do you eat fruits? How often do you eat? What do you think people are going to say? You think people are going to say, you know what? I eat three pizzas a day every day, and so that's why I'm a big fat bastard? They're going to say, oh, no, I eat broccoli and egg whites for breakfast.
Well, it's over the course of a year. Who keeps – I mean, people don't keep food journals.
I know, and it's been going on since 2001. So they're, what they're basically doing is they're building – on lies every single year. These people are just fortifying their lies. That's all they're doing.
And it also says back in July of 2016, an additional study found that people who ate pasta were more likely to have a lower BMI, smaller waist circumference, and waist-to-hip ratio than people who did not.
Yeah. And the people who do eat pasta that were big and fat weren't saying they were eating pasta. They were saying they were eating broccoli and watercress sandwiches. That's the problem. The lean people, sure, yeah, I eat pasta about, you know, twice a month, three times a month. Great. Hey, big fatty over there, do you eat pasta? Oh, no, I don't eat pasta. I only eat salads. That's it. It's like, come on, give me a break. People lie on these studies. These studies shouldn't even be taken for meaning anything, to be honest with you, because people lie. So this, and so I got to tell you why this is really funny. So the Thrive website, we got an email from somebody who wants to do some work for us, right? So this guy emails me from India, and he says, you know, I'd like to write content for you. I write content for many websites that get very, very popular responses. And he sends me about five different links, right?
Right.
The first link he sent me is how tequila reduces weight and diabetes. Remember when the whole tequila thing went around?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He published that article on a particular website called Elephant Journal. He also published another article that looks at how doctors prescribing music for heart dysfunction, learning disabilities, depression, PTSD, Alzheimer's, and more. Now, which of those sounds like a story that a healthy group of people would be interested in? And which of those sounds like a story that confirmation bias, I have a crappy lifestyle and I want to read articles that support my crappy lifestyle people.
The vodka story, definitely.
The tequila, right.
I mean, tequila.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it theoretically, are there more of those people in the country or more?
Yes.
He says, look, this article got 8,000 shares in 3 days. This article got 500 shares. It's still going on. The article that got 8,000 shares was the one that says, hey, drink tequila. It's going to make you healthy and skinny. Because that's what people want to be told. That's clickbait. That's like the pizza and pasta study. Oh, yeah, I eat pasta 3 or 4 times a day, and I want someone to tell me that it's okay, even though I am now an amorphous 350-pound blob. But I want, if somebody will just tell me that I'm doing the right thing, then at least I could say to my relatives, it's not the pasta. The pasta's good for you. It actually makes you skinny. It's just horrible what's going on out there. It's why our audience isn't bigger, because we refuse to tell people that, oh, no, you don't have to exercise. You could just take the exercise pill. Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to watch how much you eat of this and eat more protein and do all these things that are uncomfortable for you. You can just take a pill and you'll be fine. And that's the truth. Your eyes are glazed over.
No, they're not. I'm just letting you rant.
But it is frustrating, isn't it?
Yes.
That 8,000 people would share and that story about tequila will make you healthy, but not how music will reverse these diseases. It's just baffling to me. Well, anyway, okay. Do you have anything else to finish up on that?
No. Oh, I did want to mention really quick before we go into the break that there was a recall on dog food because they found phenobarbital in some dog foods. It's Evangers, E-V-A-N-G-E-R-S. They're voluntarily recalling some of their dog food after they found the phenobarbital in it.
And everybody's going, oh, God, you know, I usually have this freakishly hyper dog, but he's been really chill lately. And here I thought it was all the money I've spent on dog training. It turns out that there's a sedative in his dog food.
The 12-ounce cans were manufactured in June 6th through 13th and sold in Washington, California, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Maryland, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
And did the dogs die?
Five dogs were sickened and one died.
And 313 dogs turned into hippies.
And their owners are now rushing out to get the dog food so that they too can eat them.
I was just going to say, look, when I was a kid, I used to take phenobarbitals. They're also called barbiturates. We used to take secanols and tuinols. Secanols were red and tuinols, I think, were green and yellow, if I remember correctly. But anyway, so they've been around forever. I mean, that's an old, old class of sedative.
Okay, so when we come out of the break, next week is Valentine's Day.
Yay.
So we're going to talk a little bit about
love.
Things associated with Valentine's
Let's
Day.
Let's talk about love. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Shake that Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy, shake your butt. What an appropriate song for the next discussion, which is Valentine's Day.
Shake that Laffy
Taffy. Aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, so Tuesday is Valentine's Day.
How exciting.
It's the day of love. Actually, yes. Every day should be a day of love. So, do you know what the new Netflix and chill is?
So, when I was reading this article during the break, she's laughing because I said, oh, check out this article on Netchicks and Phil. And I was like, oh, I mean Netflix and chill, sorry.
The new Netflix and chill is...
Jim Wildlife, right?
Jim Wildlife, yeah.
So there's a video, it's from the UK apparently, called Jim Wildlife. And I haven't looked at it yet, but it's probably like soft porn, right?
Do you want to get fit and find love in 2017? Well, some people kill two birds with one stone. In a recent survey, 2,000 Brits, a quarter of them admitted to having sex at the gym. Even more steamy, about a fifth of those gym goers had hooked up with their trainers, and another 10% said they always carry a condom in their gym bag just in case. They're not having sex in my gym.
It must not be happening in the United States. I don't know.
I
don't know anything about that. I mean, I don't think that I'm interested in anything but my training when I'm at the gym.
So the men said that they entice using the lat pull down machine.
For the women to use it, or they?
They use it. That's how they entice.
I would think a heavy squat would entice them. Or no, a hip thrust.
And
doing like hip thrust with 400 pounds would turn a woman on, I bet.
And the women say they prefer to use the elliptical machine.
To turn on guys.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. No, women should be doing stiff leg deadlifts if they want to be attract some attention in the gym, and doing them with booty shorts on.
So, this online was conducted online, and it was sponsored by a sex toy store.
Okay, there you go. That figures. That figures.
So anyway, that's interesting.
I thought this was BBC, but it says BDC. I'm looking at an episode of Jim Wildlife, where apparently they're going to get frisky on the scene here in a minute. But anyway.
So let's talk about aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. You know what? I like this time. I like this segment a lot. Okay. Let's go.
So are aphrodisiacs, so there are aphrodisiac foods, which we're going to talk about.
But do you really think any of them really work, truthfully?
Maybe it's like mind over matter, if you think it's going to, like the placebo effect.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the whole, you know, setting, like the mood, the whole, I don't know.
Yeah,
but So I have a question for you, though. So are aphrodisiacs more powerful when they're given as a gift? Like, example, chocolate is one aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm.
So is that more powerful if someone gives it to you as a gift?
I don't know. I would imagine so, because a woman buying chocolate for herself and eating it isn't going to get her ready for a date.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
No. So gift giving can be a useful romantic prelude, because receiving a gift releases oxytocin.
Yeah. And chocolate actually by itself increases oxytocin production. We talked about that the other day on the show.
So that's the reason your bill at a restaurant often comes with a mint or a chocolate.
Because the waiter wants to get busy with your date.
It mitigates the effect of the steep bill. So that's why they give you the little gift to go with it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna throw it back at the guy. I'm going to say, what are you trying to do?
The oxytocin release occurs regardless of the gift itself. So jewelry would have the same effect as a chocolate.
I got a feeling that a lot more oxytocin is produced in the body when you open up Mark Ehrman. What's the guy's name?
Dave Ehrman
bracelet, you know, silver.
Or a Tiffany.
Or a Tiffany. Then, hey, I bought you this here Hershey bar. Oh, my God, that makes me want you so bad.
But the combination of an aphrodisiac given as a gift, given the right circumstance, can be very seductive.
Yeah. I bought you this baseball bat, and then hit them in the back of the head with it. That's the right moment. And you're done.
So the earliest...
You didn't even catch that, did you? That's okay. Go on.
No,
go.
I was reading.
I know you were reading. Good, good.
The earliest examples of evidence-based aphrodisiacs find their origin in Chinese, early Chinese, and Ayurvedic medicine.
Ayurvedic. India.
Yeah. Through a combination of traditional wisdom and modern science, many of the natural aphrodisiacs are thoroughly understood, and that you can buy those. They're like nutraceuticals. So
yeah.
One of them is the ashwagandha.
All the adaptogens seem to have, claim to have some sort of, but you know, there really are real aphrodisiacs, and we'll talk about that in a second after we get through the BS ones here.
The adaptogens, which the Indian ginseng or the ashwagandha, the Chinese mushrooms, maca,
and ginseng.
And Korean ginseng. And so the supplements, the horny goat weed.
So Brian and I were just laughing about this yesterday, right? So Brian, my neighbor, and I, we were talking about something to get the ladies frisky. And he goes, what about that horny goat weed? Does it
work? Did he really say that?
Yeah. And I said to him, yeah, if you want to have a lot of sex with a goat, it really makes the goat ready for you. And we just broke up laughing. It was just funny. It's funny because horny goat weed apparently makes goats horny, but I don't think it makes people horny.
It says it's been shown to have Viagra-like activity and can promote stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Interesting.
Histidine. And this last one, we talked about this a few weeks ago,
Pinagenol.
Pinagenol. Because I wrote that down. I wanted to actually buy some of that. It was good for some other things besides being an aphrodisiac.
So let's read about it. Wait, so the supplement pinagenol extract from the bark of the French maritime pine tree And it's both an effective natural aphrodisiac and fertility enhancer in men and women.
It's proven to treat erectile dysfunction and so enhance sperm mobility.
I think I have erectile dysfunction. Isn't that when you have erections all the time? So, you know, think about it, right? We only think of erectile dysfunction as when you can't have an erection. What about guys who get erections all the time? Do we have ED also?
Yes, I think so.
I know. I'm going to have to call my doctor and say, look, I've got ED really bad.
Okay, so here are some foods. Avocado, because of the shape and the texture of the avocado.
Oh, yeah, because when a man looks at it, he thinks what? Of a green, mushy vagina, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Basil. It's a potent aphrodisiac.
Really?
Well, I eat a lot of basil.
Ah.
Almonds.
That explains a lot.
Almonds.
Oh, we eat a lot of almonds together, both of us do.
Chocolate, of course, which we'll talk about more a little bit later.
This one looks really interesting.
What, the Sultan's?
Sultan's paste. Once a Turkish secret, Sultan's paste is made up of over 40 herbs and spices, including fenugreek, saffron, and ginger. Its ingredients really can improve blood flow and increase energy and desire. While it is hard to pin down exactly which of the most active ingredients, fenugreek in particular has measurable aphrodisiac qualities for men and women. Sultan's paste has a molasses-like consistency, and it comes in a jar. You can eat it straight off the spoon as a sweet, spicy, exotic. It has a sweet, spicy, exotic taste. Spread it on toast. Mix it in water for a tonic. I'm putting this in there. Or rub it on your partner and lick it off. It's great for a pick-me-up. I can't believe they didn't suggest that.
Pomegranate. Cut or bite into a pomegranate, and it's obviously sexy. Reputed since antiquity as food of love, pomegranate is high in antioxidants and has been shown to increase testosterone and sex drive in both men and women. How could a pomegranate increase testosterone?
Who knows? And oysters.
Oysters. We all know about oysters.
Why? Why do oysters improve?
Because they're high in zinc.
Beautiful. See, you know your stuff. You're good. Now, if you really want real aphrodisiacs, melanotan 2, if it doesn't make you or her nauseous. And then, of course, the small amino acid chain extracted from melanotan 2, bremelanotide, is the only real aphrodisiac. It makes both men and women very lustful. But unfortunately, like melanotan 2, some people get nauseous from it.
What about Spanish fly?
Do you remember hearing about Spanish fly? Yeah, when we were kids. So here's the story I heard about Spanish fly when I was a kid. Oh, man, did you hear so-and-so gave his girl Spanish fly? No, what happened? She got so worked up, she jumped on the stick shift in his car, and she had to be rushed to the hospital.
I never heard that story.
That's the story that I heard when I was a kid. I was like, oh, my God, Spanish fly is, like, so powerful that women just lose their minds and want to have sex with inanimate objects. I don't think I want any of that.
It says here Spanish fly is actually a preparation of beetle, and it can cause painful irritation of the urinary tract in men and has little effect in women. Nyohimbe.
Yeah, that one.
There's a long history of traditional use with this African tree bark preparation. It's been known to cause heightened anxiety and dangerous fluctuations in blood pressure.
That's the problem with it. So they actually have a form of yohimbine. I can't think of what it's called, but they actually have the form that doesn't raise your blood pressure. They actually make that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for that reason.
Okay. So
what do you think? You think any of these things sound like they really would work?
I think chocolate.
Oh, you didn't go down far enough. There's another one at the bottom. It says here, when all of these fail, and they will, remember, the most powerful aphrodisiac in the world is money.
It does not.
So just have plenty of that in your pocket. and girls will want to be with you. Oh, my God.
It's not. That's not on there. But Carl said.
That's the truth.
He said, well, where's money? That should be on there. And he said, you see these old guys with young girls? Yeah, that's their money.
Yeah, these old fat guys driving, you know, $200,000 cars and getting out of the car. And here's this chick that's like 30 years old. She could be his nursemaid. Yeah, she's with him because he's interesting. Anyway, so there you go. That's the Valentine's. I hope everybody spends Valentine's really loving the other person more than all this other nonsense.
So when we come back out of the break, I want to touch on a little bit more about chocolate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love chocolate, by the way.
I really do like chocolate. But stay away from some that has cadmium in it.
We're going to talk about that when we come out of the break,
yes.
Right? You're going to tell people where they can find out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820.
800-616-0820.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We got a couple layovers from the story before, right? We missed the one on the wine making turning into the potion.
Yes, we did. But I want to talk about chocolate first.
Okay.
Because there's a group based in California called As You Sow. We've talked about them before, and they do testing on things. Mm-hmm. They tested chocolates, and they found several, I think 35 out of 50, that contained high levels, above levels of what are FDA approved of lead and cadmium. So some of those companies who they've filed legal notices against these chocolate manufacturers include Trader Joe's, Hershey's, Green and Black's, Lindt, Whole Foods, Kroger, Godiva, See's Candies, Mars.
My, that's all the candy. That's all the chocolate.
Theo Chocolate, Equal Exchange, Ghirardelli, Earth Circle Organics, and then there were more.
So wait a minute. Theo is what's his name? Ben Affleck's
Theo
company.
Is Ben Affleck's company, and while they are a fair trade chocolate, they do have cadmium and lead above the levels that are required. And we all know that what the FDA requires is not...
Is already too high.
Already too high. Yeah. So, I mean, so I use the Trader Joe's
Now, wait.
Cocoa powder.
I got to ask questions that people are asking, right? So is that cocoa powder and all the chocolate bars that they make under their brand?
Yes. So Trader Joe's cocoa powder unsweetened had, let me see if I can find the graph here. It was unapproved by Consumer Labs. It was not approved. So if anybody is a member of Consumer Labs, you can actually go and find this information. Mm-hmm. But... for instance, the Ghirardelli 100% unsweetened cocoa was not approved. It had 1.4 micrograms of lead per serving.
Wow.
I'm looking. Here's Hershey's cocoa. Naturally unsweetened. The powder, it was not approved. It had 4.7 micrograms of cadmium per serving.
Wow.
The Trader Joe's, which is what... I had. This is exactly what I was using. It has 6.6 micrograms of cadmium per serving.
Oh, my God.
So I had had...
What's a serving?
A teaspoon.
A teaspoon.
One tablespoon. One tablespoon.
I mean, I put a couple tablespoons in a protein shake.
Well, I had had a protein shake. That's when I called you and said, well, I just had a cadmium shake.
Oh, yeah. You did say that. I remember that.
I just had my cadmium shake for the day. So, and it just goes on like, even the pure liquid, it's a new natural pure liquid cocoa bean extract, one dropper full, was not approved.
What about the, endangered species?
The endangered species is approved, and it was one of the best because it was very high in polyphenols and flavanols.
But low in lead and...
And low in lead and cadmium.
So there you go. And it's got pretty pictures of animals on it.
So did you...
I like Sesame Street.
Did you know that the flavanols in cocoa powder are good for your skin?
No. Do you eat it or rub it on your face?
No, you eat it. So there was a study that was done after 24 weeks. This was done on 64 women in Korea. After 24 weeks of consuming a low-fat cacao or cocoa beverage of 4 grams of processed cocoa powder, It provided 320 milligrams of cocoa flavanols, or half of them received placebo. The skin elasticity in the ones that received the cocoa flavanol group, their skin elasticity improved by 9% in 24 weeks.
That's not a lot.
But it's still.
Yeah.
It's still 9%.
I mean, vitamin C does a better job than that in getting rid of crow's feet.
But it's more fun to eat chocolate.
Yes, you're right. But let me ask you a question. So what is the right way to say it? So cacao sounds like something a blackbird,
well, cacao,
like a blackbird is sitting on a wire and he goes, cacao, cacao.
Well, cacao is a cacao, but then there's cocoa.
But doesn't cocoa end in an A?
Yes, and cacao ends in an O.
So isn't that silly? Why don't we call it cocoa? Cocoa. Cocoa. You know, it has an A at the end of it. Cocoa. Cocoa. Why is it cocoa, A silent? But the other one is ends in an O and we call it cacao. Isn't that just silly?
I don't know. But okay. So according to Dr. William Davis, you know, the wheat belly guy?
Nice guy, yeah.
That chocolate contains minerals including calcium, magnesium, and potassium.
Theobromine, caffeine.
Regular consumption may be associated with better cognitive performance in the elderly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It may improve mood and pleasure by boosting serotonin and endorphin levels in the brain. Because cacao beans contain dopamine and serotonin. Contains the flavonoids, which we just talked about, and it may have a positive effect on blood cholesterol levels, mainly because of the stearic acid and oleic acid.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I like it. And we get the 87% or 90%. Jeff was surprised when I talked about it the other day that there's only 5 grams of sugar in the entire bar of endangered species chocolate. That's nothing.
It is good.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to talk about the wine, the love potion?
Yeah, so
how to turn your red wine into a love potion.
I like this. So here's what you do, right? You take a bottle of wine, you take a half a cup of dried schisandra berries, and you take 2 medium dried ginseng roots. And you put them into a jar, like a ball jar, and then you fill it up with a good organic wine, and you let it sit for 4 weeks in your cupboard or whatever.
In a dry, dark place.
Well, that's why I said cupboard. And part of this is you do not have sex for 4 weeks either with your partner. And then you take it out, you strain the wine out, you take the ginseng, slice it up into small pieces, you strain out the little stuff that's going to get caught in the wine, and the two of you enjoy a glass of it one evening to unwind. Remember, you haven't had sex for 4 weeks now. And seriously, like upon drinking this stuff, you'll want to do nothing but have sex. Now, is it because of the potion or because you haven't had sex for 4 weeks? Which one? What do you think?
That doesn't say that.
No, I know. But it wouldn't be funny if I didn't say that.
Says to use it as a restorative herbal tonic, drink 1/3 of a cup daily. That's not much.
Yeah.
For 3 to 4 weeks.
And
discontinue for 1 week and then repeat the cycle. Why do you have to discontinue for a week?
Okay, we missed a step. I'm looking at this mem. So it's a half a cup of dried schisandra berries, 2 medium dried ginseng roots, and 1 rohypnol tablet. In the bottle of wine, let it sit for 4 weeks.
What is a rohypnol tablet?
The date rape drug. Roofies. You just need a little roofie in there, too, and then it really works well. Then your girl will want to be with you all the time, sleepy, drooling, and having sex.
Well, that's a love potion. Love potions really do exist.
Remember the song when we were kids? Love potion number 9.
So where do you find the schisandra berries?
They grow on the schisandra tree, in schisandra.
That's in Oz. They're available in Oz.
No, it's in where's the place where they went through the clothing closet to get to Narnia. It grows in Narnia. Yeah, it grows in Narnia.
So did you know there's a keto wine out there that only has 1 gram of sugar per bottle?
Do I know? I drank a couple bottles when I was in Tampa.
And you brought me some home.
Yes. So there is a company called Dry Creek Farms. Very interesting story. I'm going to be talking to the owner in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try to get him to become a sponsor. So these wines start out with grapes. We should talk to your cousin Bill about this. In vineyards that have not been irrigated. So if they don't get a lot of rain that year, it doesn't matter. This produces a more robust grape with polyphenols and resveratrol and all the good things, antioxidants, but very, 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 very low sugar content in the grape. And they make the wine with these grapes. So they start out with very little sugar, and then through the fermentation process, any other sugar that's accumulated disappears. So this wine will not take you out of ketosis if you drink it.
And it also claims that you won't have hangovers because it doesn't have any sugar.
They're promoting themselves as the hangover-free wine. I have to admit, I drank wine every night that I was there, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. I had a couple glasses because the guy that was running the booth there was a young Italian kid, really, really nice kid. And we hit it off well, and he just kept giving me wine. And I drank that, and I was fasted for 22 hours at a time. Obviously, it gave me a buzz pretty quickly. So it was pretty cool. So there you go. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just looking.
Just looking because I refuse to drink wine when I'm home in Louisville? Huh? No, I don't. Anyway, we have to take a break. We've got a couple more stories to talk about. This show is flying by. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ice, ice, baby. Welcome back. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about another alert that I got from the FDA. And this one is about chlorhexidine gluconate.
Timely, too, for me.
Right. Chlorhexidine gluconate has been shown to have serious allergic reactions in people. So chlorhexidine gluconate is used in a preparation on the skin if you're preparing to get surgery and they have to use it as an antiseptic. It's also used in medical offices, dental offices to clean surfaces so that, or to soak instruments in to clean the instruments. It's a very powerful substance. So when
it's an antimicrobial, which we know these antimicrobials are destroying the gut microbiome. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
It just says here, chlorhexidine gluconate is mainly available in over-the-counter products to clean and prepare the skin before surgery and before injections in order to reduce bacteria that can potentially cause skin infections.
Pathogenics, right.
These products include solutions, washes, sponges, swabs, and many different brands. It's also available in prescription mouthwashes to treat gingivitis and periodontal diseases.
So I don't have periodontal disease, but when I just had my deep cleaning, I think I talked about it on the air a while ago, that now that I had this deep cleaning, I can actually get my insurance company to pay for me to get my teeth cleaned every 3 months instead of six. The well-meaning hygienist, who we know, she's a sweet girl.
She's very sweet.
Yeah. She goes to me, oh, wait a minute. She runs in the back and she comes back out with a bottle of something. She goes, look, I want you to use this for the next couple weeks. I said, why? She goes, it's just good for your gums, she said. I says, okay. I bring it home, and I go to Elisa. Rachel said she wants me to use this, and she looks at it, and she goes, you are not using that. I says, why? She goes, that's chlorhexidine. She says, when we used to have labs, we used to use that to clean the surfaces. That's the last thing you want to put in your mouth. I mean, remember when we went to Mexico and we talked about how they were...
Triclosan.
Yeah, they were bragging that there was triclosan in the mouthwash. Uh-huh. Well, this makes triclosan look like little baby microbial. Chlorhexidine is one of the things that they... Wait, listen.
It's so powerful.
You know how powerful it is? I did a show about 7 years ago, no, maybe 9 years ago, with the former lieutenant governor of New York. It was a woman. I can't think of her name. And she came on talking about how you can catch MRSA in gyms and places like that now. And she had lost her father to MRSA, and she was like a vigilante about MRSA. And she said, the only thing that will kill MRSA on contact on a surface is chlorhexidine.
And they want you to put it in your
mouth. Put it in your mouth. Colgate makes this stuff. It's periodontal pro.
Perioguard is what it's called.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It'll guard you won't have periodontal. You won't have perio. You won't have gums. You won't have a tongue when you finish using that stuff.
But it's in other things too, like the original Listerine. It's in Cepacol. It's in Colgate's Paroxol. It's a mouth sore mint rinse. Some Listerine Ultra Clean antiseptic mouthwash.
Now, this is the FDA, folks. This is the FDA in their divine wisdom. Something that is so strong of an antimicrobial that it kills pathogens on contact, and they use it to on surfaces.
To clean medical and dental offices and to soak instruments in. And yes. Then they put it in your mouth.
It's the only thing that'll kill MRSA on a surface, and they want you to gargle with it. I mean, just think about that, especially now knowing how important the microbes inside of us are. That just scorch earth, kill everything. You know you swallow some of it. Show me one person who gargles and doesn't swallow.
Well, there's going to be residue after you spit it out, and then you swallow the residue in your mouth.
You can rinse and rinse and rinse. Some of it's going down your throat.
Chlorhexidine disinfectant gallon for dogs and horses. Here's Colgate Total Mouthwash, Biotin Oral Rinse.
My mother used to use that.
Listerine Zero, Cetaphil Gentle Skin Cleanser.
Oh, that they use for kids? Well, you know why? Because for a long time they believed that eczema and atopic dermatitis was a result from bacteria.
I used to use Cetaphil on my face.
Yes.
So I guess they figure that the chlorhexidine
kills gets rid of all the bacteria on your face. But you need some of that bacteria. This is part of the problem right here, quite frankly. And I'll bet you something else. How much you want to bet? I'll bet right now on the air. Chlorhexidine is an endocrine disruptor. How much you want to bet?
I'm sure it is.
Okay. I'll bet money. If there's anybody out there that's a chemist, if you can look at chlorhexidine gluconate and tell me if it appears from a molecular standpoint to be an endocrine disruptor, I will pay you, Elisa, money now if I'm wrong. There you go.
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it just sounds better. It's more theatrical for the radio show.
Okay, so recreational amphetamine use may hasten biological aging of the heart.
I read this and I went, damn, that's me. I did so many amphetamines when I was a kid. Between amphetamines, meth, obviously.
Well, no wonder you started having issues with your heart.
No, I was 330 pounds and fat and diabetic, and my blood pressure was through the roof. That's why.
When you were heavy, fat, obese, whatever you want to call it, did you have blood sugar problems?
Of course I did. I didn't know it. I wasn't checking my blood sugar. But when I went to the hospital the first time, I found out that my fasting blood sugar was like 165.
Oh, that's interesting because you have such good blood sugar. I mean, you have such stable blood sugar now.
Yeah. I have model blood sugar. My fasting blood sugar in the morning is like between 67 and 72 always. But you know, that's just an example of when you do the right thing for almost, 19 years, the outcome is different.
The use of recreational amphetamine, popularly known as speed, ice, and ecstasy, may hasten the biological aging of your heart. Yeah. The effects were seen in men and women, irrespective of potential risk factors for heart disease and stroke.
So I can understand that it increases oxidative stress. It increases mitochondrial production. So those things are going to you can do things to mitigate and counteract. But the average person isn't doing those things. I can see how it would do that.
So prolonged stimulant use is also reflected in premature aging of the skin.
You think my skin looks premature for my age? I'll be 59. I laid in the sun a lot, too. But I did a lot of, I did Black Beauties, I did diet, they were just called diet pills. We used to buy these diet pills, and they were like different colored tablets. And I did a lot of speed, we snorted speed regularly. So I did a lot of amphetamines. I preferred amphetamines, all my friends preferred Secanols, Tuinols, Quaaludes, and stuff like that. And then they would just be sloppy and sit around and drool on each other. I preferred uppers. Because you could function and you were excited about life and your mind was working faster. And so I gravitated towards those things.
It said that the amphetamine users seem to be aging much faster than that of smokers and methadone users, both in terms of pure chronological age and over time.
I don't use, I mean, I haven't used it since I was a kid, but I guess that's true if you keep on going. The other thing, and it's an embargoed study, and we can't talk about it, but it also points to something else that I got. So I've talked jokingly on the show before that my mother was on a benzodiazepine. No, I think it was actually a barbiturate. I think Miltown and Librium are actually barbiturates when she was pregnant with me, and she smoked cigarettes when she was pregnant with me. And now they come out with a study, they're coming out with a study that shows that nicotine exposure during and after pregnancy can cause hearing problems in children. So when Elisa read me the study, as she finished speaking, I said, "What? I didn't hear you. What'd you say?" So yeah, I definitely my lifestyle has really reversed and mitigated a lot of problems that I probably would have had, and I would actually be dead, I would imagine, by now. Lots of guys die at 57, 58 years old, if I would have continued on that trajectory that I was when I turned 40.
When you were heavy?
Oh, God, yes. Heavy and drinking and doing everything wrong, everything you could imagine wrong. Not being active, eating the wrong foods, pro-inflammatory diet, eating I was the poster child for the American lifestyle. Work, work, work. You know, stress of bills, kids in private school, eat crap food day in and day out, stay up late, watch television, eat until minutes before you go to bed, wake up in the morning, do it all over again. I mean, it really was. I'd be dead, no doubt about it. Anyway, I think that's it.
It was a fun show.
And it moved fast. All right, so there you have it. It's the end of the week. We have great shows planned next week. We hope you can tune in. If you can't try tuning in live. Live during the week is fun. We don't get the audience during the week that we get on Friday. It's really funny. Makes me feel sad.
It doesn't.
Listen live next week, everybody. All right. And if not, there's always the podcast. We'll see you then.
Bye.